USA Radio News.
A number of children may have been exposed to monkeypox after an adult at an Illinois daycare center tested positive for the virus.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases, and there are mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
That was the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. The daycare had been cleaned and it is still open, officials confirmed. Indiana has become the first state to pass a near-total abortion ban after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb announced in a statement that he signed the legislation, quote, after long days of hearings filled with sobering and personal testimony, end quote. The ban will go into effect on September 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
After WNBA star Brittany Griner was sentenced, Russia is apparently now ready to talk.
Russia said Friday it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison by a Russian court for a drug offense. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow Friday at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Following Brittany Griner's sentencing, WNBA players, coaches, and fans locked arms and tried to, quote, send the American basketball star strength during a moment of silence. They bowed their heads in silence for 42 seconds, a nod to Griner's jersey number with the Mercury. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A 37-year-old woman is facing vehicular manslaughter charges in connection with a fiery wreck in Los Angeles that left five people dead, including a pregnant woman and a child. Officer Franco Pepe, a California Highway Patrol spokesperson.
LA County Fire went ahead and initiated their triage procedures. They had eight patients at the scene that were transported to UCLA Westwood, one in major condition and the other seven in minor condition.
Nicole Linton, who investigators say was driving the speeding vehicle that smashed through traffic at an intersection, is currently in the hospital and cooperating with California Highway Patrol investigators. She is to be formally charged by the Los Angeles County District Attorney on Monday. A French scientist is apologizing after tweeting a photo of a slice of chorizo, claiming it was an image of a distant star taken by the James Webb Space Telescope. The post was retweeted and commented upon by thousands of users who took the scientist by his word. After facing a backlash, he apologized for the hoax, saying his intention was to, quote, urge caution regarding images that seem to speak for themselves, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.